Chapter 15, The Final Mission, Part 5.
A barrage of plasma and bullets tore through the trees, lighting up the night like a storm of fire. The quintet threw themselves behind a row of supply crates just inside the gates, ducking as rounds zipped past their heads. Zal peeked over the crate just in time to see a Rizak take a direct hit. Three high-powered plasma shots straight to the chest. The force sent it skidding backward, smoking wounds punched into its thick hide. It barely flinched. Then it roared. A terrible, rage-filled sound that sent a physical shudder through the air. The others answered. Four more Rezak surged from the tree line, their bodies blurs of jet-black armor and glinting claws. The first Rezak launched itself at the wall, claws digging into reinforced steel as if it were paper. The soldiers barely had time to react before the beast ripped through the first turret, tearing it free in a shower of sparks. The second Rezak hit the eastern gate, plowing through it like a battering ram. Metal groaned, beams bent, and suddenly the fortress designed to withstand an assault from any formidable enemy forces was being peeled apart like a fragile shell.
By the power of Ra, they're breaking in!
A soldier's panicked voice filled the comms.
Hold the line! Hold!
A Rezak landed on the nearest guard tower, clawed limbs wrapped around the structure, snapping it in half. The poor soldier inside never had a chance. One swipe sent him screaming into the night. The outpost was doomed. Kael and Lysara wasted no time.
This way.
Kael barked, grabbing Zal and pulling him toward the side of a crumbling storage unit. Vex was already scanning for a path through the carnage. A Rezak barreled into the central barracks, its sheer force caving in the roof. Eclipse soldiers scattered, firing wildly, but their weapons barely slowed the rampaging creatures. Then came the final blow. The largest Rezak, the one that had been closest to Zal back in the den, emerged from the smoke. It reared up on its hind legs, towering over the battlefield. Its amber eyes burned with fury as it let out a piercing, bone-shaking shriek. Then it slammed both of its front claws into the ground. The shockwave ripped through the outpost, sending Eclipse soldiers flying. Structures buckled, fires ignited. The walls of the once impenetrable base collapsed inwards. And in the middle of the chaos, the quintet ran. Through smoke and debris, dodging the collapsing remains of the outpost, sprinting toward the back entrance, where the Eclipse had stored their transport ships. The Rezak weren't after them anymore. They were ripping the outpost to shreds. Zal spared one last glance over his shoulder, just in time to see a soldier screaming as a Rezak's jaws closed around him. A flash of teeth, a spray of blood, and then, nothing. The hangar doors loomed ahead, half crushed by the destruction tearing through the outpost. Fires licked at the metal framework, smoke billowing into the night sky. Eclipse transports lay in ruins, some half buried under debris, others still intact, but swarmed by Rezak. Escape was looking grim. Then Vex's voice cut through the chaos.
General Kryn, South Corridor, Secondary Hangar.
Kryn didn't question it.
Follow me.
They veered sharply, sprinting past the main landing area as another Rezak barreled through a burning structure, sending bodies and metal flying. Screams echoed in the air, the sounds of men dying, the sounds of a base falling. They pushed through a half-collapsed security checkpoint, emerging into a hidden sector of the hangar, one untouched by the carnage. A single craft sat in the center of the room, sleek and pitch black, its reflective hull absorbing the firelight around it. It was unlike any ship any of them had ever seen. Kryn slowed to a stop. His eyes flicked across the craft's structure, taking in its smooth, jagged design. A predator in ship form. The insignia was barely visible, obscured by the ship's chameleon plating. A prototype. A secret project. Kryn's lips curled into a smirk.
This baby is leaving with me.
Vex was already interfacing with the console, overriding the lock systems. The hatch hissed open, revealing a sleek interior, plush seating, reinforced blast shields, advanced controls. This wasn't just a ship. It was a game changer.
Inside, now!
Kryn barked. Ka, Yell, and Zal didn't need to be told twice. They bolted up the ramp, Lysara right behind them. The moment Kryn and Vex stepped in, the hatch sealed shut. The ship hummed to life beneath them. Kryn slid into the pilot's seat, his hands gripping controls that felt like they were made for him. Screens lit up, scanning his vitals. Voice recognition engaged. A synthetic voice whispered through the comms.
Welcome, Commander. Stealth prototype XK-07. Online.
Kryn's grin widened.
Welcome to the real world.
Outside, the outpost was a graveyard. Flames engulfed the remains. Rezak stalked through the ruins, finishing off the last Eclipse survivors. Their screams were lost in the roar of fire and destruction. Kryn flicked a switch. Engines ignited. The ship lurched upward with a power not familiar to anyone. Silent. Smooth. A ghost in the night. Zal glanced out the viewport just as a final explosion consumed the outpost, sending shockwaves rippling through the valley. Their mission was a success. The enemy stronghold on Feldhor was gone, and they were leaving it in a wave of fire, without firing a shot. The ship knifed through the sky, piercing the atmosphere in a streak of silver. Below, the largest of the Rezak swung its massive head, tracking the ascending vessel. It let out a ferocious roar, a sound of fury and defiance lost to the deafening inferno. At the controls, Kryn exhaled, fingers tightening around the throttle. This was his ship now. Zal broke the silence.
Ka-Yell, what's bothering you now?
Ka-Yell's eyes stayed fixed ahead.
Something's off. When we first arrived, we had to hide from that battlecruiser. What happened to it? Where did it go? It could have wiped out the Rezak attack from orbit.
Lysara turned in her seat.
You say this now?
Kryn's expression didn't waver.
Whoever they were, they're long gone.
Vex's voice came through, cool and measured.
Just like we are, General. Just like we are.